not like that. That's not how you greet me after so long. How is it? It's been a while since I've went away. But it's not your fault. It's nobody's fault. If I'm honest, it's the fault of my own, and, well, I would never actually take the blame right now, would I? Would I be me if I did? Seeing right through me, are you? Is it really so easy to look right through someone? I'm not so sure it is. Shh, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. And you have every right to capitalize on that. Of course, you don't have to take my word for it. I mean, come on. It's more a question of how than why. How did I wind up back here? When I said I'd be gone for 2 months, I meant it. But now it's different. It's refreshed. And when I see you, I admit, I missed you a lot. Is that what you wanted to hear? Of course it is. You always did hang on every word I say. And it's not your fault. You just like the control I have. Not of you per se. But I've always known what I've wanted in life. And you... You seem about as aimless as a bird in flight. Which is a terrible example, if you follow nature books and all. They know exactly where they're going, almost always. But I guess I can relate to them. For as much as I know what I want in the world, I don't always know what I need. I thought I didn't need relationships. I thought I didn't need anyone else but myself, but I was wrong. Life isn't so kind when you isolate yourself. You can be as successful as you want, know the secret to success, and even follow through with it. And no matter how much your head is in the lights, you're standing in the spotlight of the stage. It can be as lonely as when you're alone in an alley, dark and cold in the midst of a city that doesn't care about you. It all depends on perspective, doesn't it? Of course, my perspective is different than yours. You missed me for a very selfish reason, didn't you? Selfishness is a good thing. At least sometimes. I mean, come on. If I wasn't selfish, I wouldn't be here. I would have left and let you find someone less toxic than me. But let's face it, neither of us would benefit then. It's just a self-righteous goal that I don't actually care about. Instead, I want you all to my own. Wouldn't you know it? It is much better being completely honest, isn't it? Lies are useful, but they're for the weak. I don't need them. Instead, I'd much rather prefer you. I'd much rather prefer to grab you by the waist like this and hold you, tell you exactly what it means to be with me. The man of your dreams, staring you down just like that. Don't look at me like I'm not speaking the truth, because your eyes, they tell me I am, regardless of your words. Oh, a dangerous statement, is it? Only if I didn't know you so well. Ah, yes. Those eyes. Those eyes I fell in love with for the very first time. Those eyes that I escaped from only once I tossed away my heart, my very soul, let it be feasted on by the demons. or more or less dramatically, when I left to pursue something. Something I very much wanted for you and I, but I realized I didn't need it. So what did I do? I did exactly what I wanted to, and came crawling back to you. Do you know why? I knew you wouldn't be able to get over me, just as I wasn't able to get over you, and... No, that's... impossible. You're making a joke at my expense. You haven't moved on from me. Right? No, this is all wrong. It was only 2 months. I don't know what to say. To think I would ever be put in this situation. You're either a terrible liar, or you're something entirely different than... Then who? Who is it that did better than me? Not telling. So you expect me to walk out the door and leave then? Is that what you really want? Would you really be satisfied if I did? You know I'm not the type to. So why do you look like you're telling me to? This is a cruel joke, isn't it? It's not... It can't be true, right? I don't know what to say. If you think that I would lament and simply give up like that, then you truly don't know me, do you? If I walked out that door, would I be the man who stole your heart the first time? No. Now, fess up. Who is it? I never said I wasn't toxic, only that... I missed you. And for all the success, and all the starry lights, what I thought about in those 2 months was only you. Was it really different for you? Did you not think of me? Is it not just some poor replacement to hold you off until I got back? I don't know what to say. You know it's bad when I don't. The feeling of endless thoughts racing, but not one of them seems a solution. The perfect fit to the puzzle as if a puzzle piece is missing. Do you mean it? Are we really just strangers now? I thought if I came back, you would still be waiting for me. I thought it would never end. Between us, is it really over? I don't want it to be. I don't like this. I can't accept it. I can't. This can't be how it ends. If it had to end, it had to be in something. Something more than this. I refuse to accept that our relationship of so many years was broken by 2 months apart. I refuse to accept this, and it's not fair. It's not fair. couldn't replace you in 200 months, 200 years. Yet you replaced me in 2 months. What kind of cruel joke is this? Misunderstanding what? What part of all this did I misunderstand? What part of me wasn't torn up in this mess? So, why don't you tell me what really happened? I'm all ears. I have nothing but time. So it wasn't a person. It wasn't a thing. It was a revelation of sorts, huh? Did you really? I have to admit it. If that's your idea of what things should be, then I do want to do things better. If ever a second chance appeared. I realized something. For all my intellect, for all my being better than most, it doesn't change the fact that I can still be humbled by 2 words. And I never want to hear them. I don't. I don't, no matter what. Don't scare me like that. Never scare me like that ever again. I understand your circumstances. I understand why you said what you said. But I don't think I've ever felt so empty as the moment those words passed your lips. I felt like everything was over in my heart. That it was just a monstrosity of emotions that I couldn't even begin to understand or let alone comprehend. I never want to say that it's over, and I never want to hear those words again. So promise me, won't you, that it won't be over. Tell me there's something to hope for. That we're not just empty words that have no meaning. That I love you still has something. It still means something. That I'm not just second rate, replaced. Do you promise? I want to hear everything. I don't know what you've been through in these months, but I feel partially to blame. And if I'm honest, I hate that. I do blame myself a lot, from one thing to the next. From saving the world. Feeling like I can't save you. I know I've got problems. I've got a lot of problems. I'm a little bit sadistic. I have tendencies to go overboard with pranking, and I definitely have a manipulative side, and I certainly can be toxic at times, but I've never loved anyone. Even close to how I love you. There's such a wide breadth between one to the next that it's not even the word love. What I feel for you is nigh obsession. Even obsession pales in comparison to... I lost myself the moment I fell in love with you. The moment I saw someone who, at first glance, I assumed was nothing more than rabble to what I wanted to be. Someone with a different perspective that I valued more than I valued them. But now it's different. You complete me in such a way that the thought, when it crossed my mind, my eyes immediately teared up. Because I can't keep that snarky attitude very well without having the confidence to know that you won't disappear. I can't say I understand everything. I can't even say I understand a bit of it. And that's not something that I'm used to saying. Usually I have it all figured out. I see the subtleties in things and I understand them and their intricacies. The little details. They usually tell you enough that you can assume what's happening or figure it out. Little traces of little things, but then my mind raced while simultaneously having nothing. I never want to feel that fear again. And never have I been put so firmly in my place as to know how I feel about you as right now. I love you. I can't stop. And no matter what I do, I know that won't change because humans don't make sense. And hearts and feelings make even less sense than humans, so it's impossible to fully ever grasp it. Like chasing shadows, running after clouds, it doesn't work. It never works. I'd rather just watch them with you. Understanding the feelings, sure, I can do plenty with most things, but not with you. You're that one thing. That one thing I could never live without. And I realize it so painfully now that I can't escape you, and that I wouldn't want to, even if I could. That there's nothing to me if I gave up you. My time away, I missed you every day. I thought I wouldn't at first, you see. I was confident, I thought. It's only a small time, and then the days felt like weeks, felt like years. It was something that I was waiting to say to you. I'm home. Now that I'm finally back with such a bittersweet reunion, I just want to hold you. I don't care what that means. I don't care what it entails because I don't want to lose you. I don't want to see you happier with someone else. The thought of it is much too much for me. Maybe I have a fragile heart. Or maybe I'm just too lost to the feeling. But I refuse to share even a moment of my time with anyone else because you are the one for me. And I understand. It's a little more complicated than that, but I won't lose to anyone. And for what it's worth, I've never felt so more comforted in a hug than right now. You're mine, and I refuse to compromise on that, even in the smallest measure. I love you. And I need you now more than ever. I've never needed something or someone so much as now, because I've never felt so needy in my life. In a way, I'm so easy to look down on myself, but I can't when it's you. I can't with you in my arms. Who knew love could be so bittersweet? That you'd try and save me from yourself, as I once did to you. To think my own medicine would be so bitter. You deserve so much more than this world has given you. Allow me to be a part of the things that bring you up instead of down. Too many things tear down people, let alone someone as kind as you. I've said it before, didn't I? It's okay to be selfish. It's okay, damn it. So be selfish. Be selfish and stop wondering why you're walking on eggshells all the time. I don't care if I'm the one to suffer in the end. We'll get through this. We'll find a way, and I won't give up on you, even if the world is cruel, even if fate decided that we were supposed to be far away from each other. I refuse. Its sultry invitations will never reach my ear. They'll never reach my hands with their notes and letters deceiving us into nothing more than a facade. I refuse to play to those hands of fate. And I refuse to lose you to anything or anyone in this world. Shh. Don't say anymore. It's okay now. I'm back and I'm not going anywhere. I promise you, on my soul and my heart, if I have one, that everything I am, I'll give it to you in every way I can. So that loneliness never reaches you and that hope remains in the firm set of your eyes. God, your eyes. I can't ever bear to see them cry. I can't ever bear to see you someplace else. I know why you did what you did, but I still want you. I still want you to be mine more than I want anything else. Anything. I love you. I love you so desperately that it's painful to see. When you struggle, when you stammer, leave it to me. Allow me to make you forget.
forget those burdens. It's okay now. I swear to you, it's okay now. Forgive me for being so different than normal. But I can't help it when it's you. And you drop bombs like that so fervently. I only want you to feel good. I only want you to smile and feel as though the world is your playground. A place where you can do and feel and anything you want. I will do my best to savor every moment I have with you. To save you from that ensemble of unpleasantries and make you feel only good. Your lips make me so happy. Your waist around mine. Our entwined bodies as they should be. It's as we always wanted, isn't it? Connected, loved. A passion all our own. I can't help but smile. Because it's you and I. And nothing else. Nothing in the way. Not clothes, not anything or anyone in the way. Just hearts beating faster by the moment. And lips meeting each other in the most poetic way. Don't make me so worried again. Allow me to take some of that worry, won't you? It's the least I can do with everything. I feel like it's all out of my hands sometimes, and I don't want it to. I need you in every way imaginable. I need you, baby. I love you. You always feel amazing against me. I don't need anything but you. Isn't it obvious at this point? Obsession doesn't count without it being at least this bad. I love you. I love you so much. I'll take care of you too. Take care of everything. My love. I'll be better with things than I ever have. And that's saying something when I'm so prone to being the best. What's better than best? I'll define that. This moment pass easily. Won't you let me go over the edge where there's nothing to separate us ever again? Then, as of today, I'll be officially more than obsessed with you. Let's redefine the word, shall we? More than anything, I want you to feel good. I want you to be my girl. I don't want to share. And your skin tastes so good.
I can't help myself. Look into my eyes. Please don't look away. I want to savor you endlessly. Don't look away, won't you? Those breaths, hot and heavy, make me feel a little bit better about all this. That I can still make you feel like no one can. That I can still be the one in your heart. The most of your heart. I know circumstances drew us apart, but they won't anymore, darling. You're mine. I promise you. And I'm all yours. I don't care about the what-ifs, the dangers, or the risks. I normally would, which is saying something about me, but not now, and not with you. One thing is for certain, and that's that you're worth it. You're so worth it. I love you. And I want you just the way you are. No matter what. No, too fast. I want to save her. I can't get impatient, but it's so hard to keep my hips from thrusting up into you, from slamming you down on my cock so much. But I can't rush something so good. This is where you belong. It will always be. I don't care. Whatever happens, I want you. My love. My darling, my baby. I can't hold back as much as I want to. I must fill you. I need to, darling, to reclaim you a million times. And then a million times more. Feeling you so warm against me. You're perfect for me, and I don't want anything or anyone else. My darling, I only need you. Only you. Only you will ever do. Won't you stay with me? Even if it means risking that sad end to the storybook we call love, we call us. I don't mind staying together, no matter what. I think I've made that pretty clear, but I don't want you to force yourself, you know? I'll respect whatever decision as best as I can. I can't promise I won't meddle and try and steal your heart still, but you mean that? I couldn't be happier. It just isn't possible. I love you too much to ever accept anything else. I tried to be stronger than I am, but I need you. I need you so badly. And I love you. I love you more every second. All I could ever ask of you is for you to be mine, for you to be with me, for a small eternity, or a big one, whichever suits your fancy. How about that?